The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Right now, we're joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com for more information. Coach Carbs, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Football as well with you. Right off the bat, can you give us an update on the most important and critical injury the team is dealing with right now? And I'm not talking about Ovi's leg.
Willie.
Is Tom Wilson's dreamy face okay? Please let us and all the ladies in the. I know he's married. I know he's accounted for, but we need Willie's face to be okay. What is the latest?
His face is going to be okay. It is going to be okay. I can assure everybody at home.
It's a great relief.
We're driving this morning that his face will be all right. He should be good to go for tomorrow night in Columbus.
Take us through him taking the puck off of his left cheek. It was from Chicky, and luckily it wasn't one of his slappers, because we know that those travel at a high rate of speed, but still his wrist shot packs some punch as Willie's going, you know, skating across the crease. He takes it right off the cheek. He skates immediately over to the bench, gets looked at, goes back into the dressing room. The Canadians build a 2-0 lead. Then, of course, because he's a warrior and that's what he does, he comes back out and scores 2 goals, and by the end of the game, his face has blown up like a beach ball.
You essentially just described moment by moment exactly what was going down. And sort of in the time, like, Chicky's shot gets deflected. It goes off of their defender's stick. So that's why it went to a weird spot. Like, because sometimes people ask me, like, they go, how does that not happen more often? But players are usually, when they shoot the puck, they know when there's traffic around and they're trying to find it through. So they very rarely shoot it that high. Where it gets sometimes it goes haywire is when it goes off of something and tips. And that's what happened in that situation. It tipped off the defender's stick. So now it gets up high, and that's where Willie was going across the net front and catches him. And in that moment, what I'm thinking is he gets hit, he comes back, you can tell, uh-oh, this is not good. Usually it's, you know, good night for that player, and you're always hoping and you're optimistic. But as a coach, I have to figure out adjustments on the fly, because if you just sit there, where's Willie, you're going to miss the next line change, and now all of a sudden we're down forward. I got to move people around. You got to get a new right winger playing with, you know, Stromer and that. So I didn't expect him to come back, so I just started to move the lines around and make alternate plans. And then when he came flying back out, and our athletic trainer Jason Service said he was good to go and able to continue to play, he went right back in there. And what a credit! And you said it, a lot of guys will come back from stuff in a game, whether it's stitches, a cut, you know, they get nicked up and they come back in. And that's a hockey player. That's not just Tom Wilson. That's our sport, and that's the guys that lay it on the line. But for him, with what he was going through, and I can only imagine how bad his face was throbbing in the pressure.
Yeah.
And to perform in the third, like, you should see some of the clips, not just the goals, but what he did in the third period to have a positive impact and basically drag us back into that hockey game was just incredible.
Coach, you ever coach a guy in hockey that was kind of soft? It doesn't seem like any of them are.
Yeah.
Like, you ever have one guy, though, you're like, come on, guy.
There's the odd guy that, you know, like, gets hurt. And it's like, come on, can't we play through that hangnail? Like, we should be all right. No. Yeah.
Doesn't really seem to be a thing, though, in hockey.
No. It's very, very rare. And most guys are going to do everything they possibly can. And usually it's the opposite. It's the trainers and our athletic trainer holding players out when they really want to be in there.
Right. Coach, you guys haven't lost on the road since the Carolina game, which was November 2nd, maybe November 3rd, early November, first week of November. You guys are 11-2 on the road. Man, you guys just have a strong, you know, maybe some of it has to do with schedule, but you guys have a really good mindset on the road. 11 out of 13, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I would agree, and I'm trying to, or we are trying to find creative ways to bring that mindset and the way that we've played on the road to our home ice. Because I feel like, I mean, overall, obviously very happy with where we're at and how we're playing overall. I do think we can do a better job of replicating some of the things that we've been doing on the road on home ice. As you've seen, some of the games, you know, we've gotten results and we found ways to win some games or get games to overtime. But I do think that we could bring some of that road mindset in the way and the things that we've been doing so successfully, like you mentioned, to Capital One.
Coach, one of the things that's most impressive about this current iteration of the Capitals team is after that disappointing loss to the Sharks, you know, the word that you kept stressing in the postgame was we're deviating because we wanted it easy instead of doing things we want to do. And then the team just rebounds on a back-to-back in Canada, take care of both the Maple Leafs and Montreal. You show toughness in coming back, trailing against the Canadiens. So even when you guys, like, stumble or stub your toe a little bit, these guys just bounce back, like, immediately, and that's impressive.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's such a great point of describing our group of when you lay, not a challenge, but, hey, these are the areas that we need to do a much better job, and then you lay up a team that you're going to play against, Toronto, going into their building, one of the best home teams in the NHL. And that game we played in Toronto, one of our best performances of the season, and it was so patient. We played a very well-rounded road game. We, to use that word, we didn't deviate at all. We just stuck with it and continued to chip away, and they don't give you very much. They're a good defensive team, but in those games, and you just have to stay with it, stay patient. And when your opportunity comes, you take advantage because there's not going to be a lot of room either way. And that's, I was really proud of that game because I thought it was a really good test for us. And like you said, coming off that San Jose game, huge rebound game for our group.
Coach Carves, I'm not sure if you're aware that your top assist man, Dylan Strome, and one of the junks, Eric Bickle, they actually have something in common.
We do?
Yeah. Each have recently undergone root canals. Strome got one because he got high-sticked in the mouth in the back-to-back games.
Yeah, me too.
Now, Bickle, just because he has bad teeth.
Yeah. Too many Mountain Dews.
To add insult to injury, Stromer had the procedure done on Thanksgiving morning.
Wow.
So he couldn't even enjoy.
It must have hurt.
He couldn't even enjoy the Thanksgiving feast. Mm-hmm. It's distressing.
Because what happened, we played in Tampa on that Wednesday on the mentors trip, and then we come home. So Thursday was obviously Thanksgiving, and it was an off day. But then we had a back-to-back with the Islanders in New Jersey. So there was no way around it. We had to get call the dentist in on Thanksgiving and get some work done so that Strömer could they were trying to salvage as much of his teeth as they could so that they didn't have to, you know, all of them would, I guess it's a pretty timely situation when you're trying to salvage the life of some of your teeth down there that get knocked.
Hey, Coach, kudos to you, Brian McClellan, the GM, all the other coaches and player personnel staff, not only for the Caps, but for the Hershey Bears and the South Carolina Stingrays. After this most recent weekend's games, all three of those teams led their respective leagues and sat first overall in points. So not only are the Caps doing it, but you know the AHL version is doing it in Hershey, the South Carolina team, and the ECHL. I think that's still the league that they participate in. Like, that just speaks to how good the organization is, not only on the Caps level, but other tiers down, too.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And what a credit to the entire organization, but starting at the top and the consistency at which they operate as a management group, and starting with Ted. And it's just, even when there's stumbles at certain levels, and there's very rarely an overreaction. It's very well thought out. So you get this consistency through all three tiers of organizations. There's absolute hunger and desire to win every single night. But there's also a logical plan to it, and a very well thought out approach that isn't just making rash decisions. And that's what I have so much appreciation for and respect for. And it's gone on long before I was here. And when I was down in the ECHL coaching in South Carolina, coaching in Hershey, it was the same exact way. So this is nothing new that we're learning about how things operate here in Washington and at all three levels.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So I saw your quotes from a few days ago about the upcoming Four Nations face-off tourney, as Canada, Finland, Sweden, and the U.S. are going to face off in Montreal and Boston coming up in February. No Caps selected to any of the team's rosters. Kind of disrespectful, and I think you felt the same way by not having any of your guys representing their countries.
Yeah, I was bummed. I understand. Like, those are really tough decisions. Very, very smart hockey people that are in charge making. And there's no easy decisions, because the players that made the team, if you go down the list, they're like, there's great players. I just felt, with where we're at, this isn't a coach advocating for players on a 500 team or a team that's, you know, fighting for a playoff spot. Like, this is a team that's sitting atop the Eastern Conference standings, and we have some players that are massive reasons why we are where we are, that I just felt like you'd be crazy not to take them when you're talking about a best-on-best tournament where there's games that are one-and-done games, because I've been around these guys. I've been around John Carlson, and I've seen what he does when your season's on the line, or when a game becomes so important that you have to win and you have to get the job done. And so I understand I'm biased with my opinion, but I also think there's a lot of substance to why John Carlson, Tom Wilson, Stromer a little bit on the outside, but has had a great year of getting himself in the conversation. Logan Thompson and what he's done this year absolutely has a strong argument, Sandy. And so I just was a little bit disappointed that we didn't have one representative going to that.
Coach, Connor McMichael played 80 games last year and had 18 goals, 15 dimes, 33 points. And he was obviously a first-round pick a few years ago, and Caps fans are kind of waiting for him to kind of blossom. This year, in 27 games, he already has 15 goals and 11 assists and 26 points. So he's on pace for, call it, goals in the 40s, somewhere in there. What's he doing differently? His shooting percentage is almost 20% as compared to 13% last year. What's he doing differently that's given you so much production? Because he's balling.
Yeah, he worked. One of the main focuses we had coming out of last year, because he would generate a lot. He's got great feet, good skating, good offensive instincts. He got himself into a lot of really quality scoring chances last year and struggled to finish. This summer, we talked after the year, is the next step for him to be an elite offensive player in this league is he's got to work on his shot. He has to get home and in the summer work on his shot, work on his finishing, working on his hands in tight. And such credit goes to him, because he's worked tirelessly to to A, do that, and then B, find some different ways to score, which another thing that we've worked on is getting him to the inside of the ice a lot more and not settling to play on the perimeter as a quote-unquote slighter guy that's not 6'4", 220 pounds. And so he plays in the inside of the ice for a skill guy, which when you do that, I think there was a stat, like he's got 8 or 9 goals that are within 3 to 5 feet of the net.
Mm.
So you take those in and you add, you know, you're beating a goalie with your shot the odd time, like now you got 15 goals or whatever you got in 27 games. And so he deserves a lot of credit. It hasn't been all roses and butterflies for him on his journey to get where he is. He's had to go back to the American League. He's played a ton of games in the AHL and the minors, but I'm really proud of his progression and where he's at now because he's earned every inch of it.
Coach Carbs, I know this is skipping a game ahead, and you're only focused on Columbus right now. That's your opponent on Thursday. Mm-hmm. But can you give us a nugget or two about the Sabres so we can sound semi-smart while we're doing the Altcast Saturday night?
That's a good one, Case.
As Buffalo comes to Capital One this upcoming Saturday. Just one or two easy nuggets.
Yep. They have two elite offensive players. And I think if Dahlin doesn't play, Dahlin and Owen Power on the back end are
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real difference makers, like first overall pick,
mm-hmm.
You know, can skate, have all this poise as defensemen. Like they're young, sort of John Carlson type of defensemen. But the two guys up front, they are big and can skate, Alex Tuck and Tage Thompson.
Tuck and Thompson.
Tuck and Thompson, TNT. Okay, perfect. That's all we need. We're good.
All right.
Well, Coach, best
somehow
of luck.
We'll turn that into 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna really like stretch it out. Trust us, Coach. We're good at that. Best of luck against Columbus on Thursday. Keep the heater going, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, appreciate it, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah,
all
you
right,
too,
thank
man.
You, buddy.
That's Head Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Coming up next, we will hit the skins as the skins prepare for the Saints this weekend.